stand next to this because I'm too tall.
Yeah.
All right.
Put your arms on it. It's like someone's keeping their hands.
All right. My name is Sonia, and I'm an alcoholic. I got bullied into doing this. I got picked out of the parking lot, so I'm really nervous. So, I got sober in Seattle 4 years ago. My bottom was, I guess, hard for me to see because I didn't get arrested. I didn't get DUIs or fired. I was high functioning, right? And so it was hard for me to see. My bottom ended up being my misery, you know? So I got sober and I did the steps and it changed my life. Changed my life, like everybody who's really involved in AA will tell you. So for about 2.5 years, I was very involved in AA. Service work and all of that stuff. Became really spiritually involved and just kind of gained a new outlook on life. Then we got transplanted. My husband got a new job and we moved here from Seattle about 2 years ago. Had a daughter and kind of found a lot of reasons to stop coming, or come a lot less. So as we came less and less, I'm lucky to say that I have never relapsed, but I have become dry, which is, I think, as bad as, if not worse than, relapsing, because you lose that thinking, and that way of life, but you don't have the substances to numb yourself from it. So, that said, I'm just starting to kind of get back involved again. I became afraid when I started seeing my thought patterns come back. You know, the resentments and just being angry all the time and depressed and staying in, you know, at home and not wanting to go out, but then feeling like I couldn't connect with other people who drank. And, you know, I tried to go out with, you know, normies and went to different places. And I found that people were kind of put off by the fact that I was an alcoholic because I'm very honest about it. Not because they didn't like me, but because I think they felt that they were going to cause me to relapse. So, you know, then I became really housebound, I guess. And that's when I really got scared, because that's when I started to think about drinking again. And that scared me into coming back. So that's kind of where I stand today. Once you have that, you know, what AA gives you, that look on life, you don't forget it. So I knew when I started to have this thinking come back that this was the best place to come, because I knew what I had and that I could get it back. So that is all I have to say.